Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Now, tonight being the 26th of May, 2010, Wednesday, there's another exciting broadcast here. And we have a little freebie offer this evening for you listeners tuning in live to the Hour of the Time here. But first, with our contact information, if you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you can do so by writing Hour of the Time, or HOT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com. And the studio number in Arizona is 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. And the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. 613-733-4324. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that the Hour of the Time is listener-supported, and there's various ways for you to do that to keep us on the airwaves and expand our operation. Right now, we have some wonderful opportunities ahead of us with a major expansion on shortwave, some new streams even, and some speaking engagements that we've been invited to, but we need your help to do that. So, go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and go to the Hot Shop. And when you go to the Hot Shop, you'll see numerous items available for you to donate for. And that way you get some research material and materials and learning in your hands. And at the same time, you're helping us maintain the operation. Now we have, as usual, we're inundated with offers to run ads and commercials. And we've always refused to do that. But if you're not going to step up, we could go to all the other Patriot, P-A-Y, networks. We could go their route if you want and run commercials every 4 minutes and chop up all the programming. The ball's in your court, ladies and gentlemen. You decide. So again, ladies and gentlemen, another great way to help support the Hour of the Time on a continuing basis, if you will, is to join the Hot Club. And every month, at the end of the month, of course, we send you a 2-CD package. One is all the MP3 files for all the primetime main shows. That's your Monday through Friday, 9 Eastern broadcast. And then the second disc is the materials that we offered on the air or related research materials that we mentioned during each broadcast. So you get 2 discs every month, an average of 21 broadcasts if you were to average out the year, 21 per month, plus a second disc with the documents, PDFs, etc. So that's something to highly consider, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great way for you to help the Hour of the Time and keep us commercial-free, advertiser-free, no strangleholds, no one griping, no one interrupting our broadcasting. But like I say, the ball's in your court, ladies and gentlemen. You decide. Now, tonight we've got a lot of different things to cover, so I want you to have pen and paper, pencil and paper, whatever you feel like, handy, and be prepared to take notes We have new releases to discuss, solar energy, herbs, items that repelling gear, knots, lots of stuff to get you ready for your training, your rehearsal, your preparedness, your self-sufficiency, and of course, a lot of it centered for those folks tonight again that are coming to the October Fall Conference with the Hour of the Time. So be sure to write these down. And if you're listening live tonight, the 26th of May, 2010, Wednesday, take us up on the offer. Email me, Doyle, at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And I'll send you a wonderful PDF. After the musical break here, for you to get prepared, etc., for notes, I'll discuss the PDF and we'll get into the core content. ladies and gentlemen. Your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the hour of the time. Tonight, Wednesday, the 26th of May, 2010. Now, tonight's free offer will be a PDF that I want you to put to use. I know some of you are requesting the PDFs and not using them one bit because I got emails with questions that the very PDFs I had sent out 2 weeks ago answered. So obviously you're not even reading them. So don't waste my time. If you're one of those, don't bother writing me. But if you're sincere and want to learn something, then contact me. hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and I'll send you a wonderful PDF. It's quite large, about, oh, roughly 80 pages on knots, ladders, lashings, and rope. So just reference the rope PDF, and I'll be glad to send that to you. The offer is good only tonight, Wednesday, the 26th of May, 2010, while this broadcast is new and live. That's it. If you hear this broadcast as a rebroadcast 6 months from now, don't email me. Should have been listening. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to cover, first off, don't forget that our new Cremo DVD, Michael Cremo Extreme Human Antiquity DVD, has just been released. And that is on the front page of the website, hourofthetime.com. Go there. It's a wonderful presentation, professionally produced, professional artwork, 3-disc DVD set. So please go there and check that out. I think you'll really like it. He was our guest speaker at our last HOT conference, and there's a lot of information there, ladies and gentlemen, that most of you probably haven't heard before, and many of you, it will help expand your research areas. Now, in about a week or so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the news list, you'll be getting a link to a website on solar gear and the uses of a solar generator with pictures and little short video clips. In about a week or so, you'll be getting that. So our news list that goes out daily or twice daily, ladies and gentlemen, is a wonderful tool for you to keep in contact with us, see news that you're not seeing elsewhere, and a way for us to communicate with those of you who want to be part of the solution. So we'll be adding some nice pictures, video clips, etc., of the solar generator there. And between that and all the specifications, you'll be able to see why our product is a superior solar generator to the competition out there that's outright just jamming people for the price that they're selling theirs for. Theirs has less capability. Theirs has less mobility. Theirs has less weatherproofness, but a doubling in price. Just like many of you fell for the garden seed scams and everything. Solutions for Science. Real good at sending out emails and jamming people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, also we're going to be showing some neat really neat options if you're, and I hope you are, into your trying to maintain and improve and fight off bad things in the realm of health. Herbs and herbal knowledge is a wonderful tool. So what we're going to do here shortly is be showing you how you can get herbs at a lower price that are of a guaranteed quality, origin, specification, cleanliness, everything. Because there's a lot of variety out there in quality, ladies and gentlemen. You can get herbs from cheaper places, in fact, but their quality is not there. They're grown with pesticides sometimes. They're grown right next to polluted areas, or they're not dried enough, so they tend to mold when you put them in your storage because the moisture content is too high. So there's a lot of things to look at. We'll be showing you some quality sources where you can get it at a lower price than most of the top-notch people out there. And it's the same thing they're using, ladies and gentlemen. That way you can make your own tinctures, your own salves, your own teas, decoctions, herbal remedies, capsules, to maintain your own health. Do it yourself. And that's another step, ladies and gentlemen, towards self-sufficiency and freedom. The less you're tied to any system, the less bound you are to their agreements. So I hope you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it carefully. Many people that I've talked to will tell me, oh yeah, I'm real into herbs and this and that. But they can't identify anything in the field. That's why we have like the field walks and the field identification and plant identification at conferences. It does no good to know some theory and some reading and not even know that you're walking right on top of it. You can't find it. So you have to have a well-balanced education here. And one of those steps is being able to use solution-oriented, again, ladies and gentlemen, use the knowledge you've gained and apply it to everyday circumstances. Now, one thing I want to get into this evening is some of the basic knots that you need to know to do everything from first aid, litters, to shelter, to accessing, ingress and egress, it's called it, getting into somewhere, getting back out of somewhere, high, low, caves, holes, ravines, what have you, that will allow you to tackle and come out safely on the other side of things a lot of different events. Now, this doesn't have to be a catastrophe, ladies and gentlemen. It can be as simple as tying the proper knots to run rope and twine stringers back and forth between poles to grow beans, to tie up corn stalks, tomato, what have you. It can be hauling trash to the dump. I don't care. It can also be rescuing someone. It can be moving heavy objects. It can be securing something that in foul weather you don't want to just go away. So there's a plethora of uses for proper knots and rope work. So I want you to be ready to write right now. Here are some of the basics, and especially those of you coming to the October conference that you need to know. Now, you got this in handouts, in libraries, in past conferences, whether physical copies in the binders or in PDFs and documents on disk at past conferences. So even if you weren't there, it doesn't matter. You can catch up before you attend this October. So write these down because these are the ones you're going to need to know for this field week. There's a lot of this that we don't have time to teach again. We can't keep going over the old stuff over and over. So you need to know how to do a mountaineering coil or a climber's rope coil. And what that does is facilitate the neat packaging of rope so it's easily used, tangle-free, not getting bound, and lets you carry it at the same time. So it's sometimes called a climber's coil or mountaineering coil. Now another one, here's that word again, shank, sheep shank. A sheep shank. You need to know that one as well. Another one that's quite handy is the fisherman's knot. Now it has a lot more uses than tying a hook to a piece of string. Fisherman's knot. Now you need to know how to whip the ends of a rope. That is very important. Whipping the ends of a rope. So just call it whipping rope maybe in your notes. That's a very important skill that allows you to not have rope coming all unfrayed after you cut it. Keeps it neat. And also, it's often used as an identifier. People will use different colored strings to whip the end of a rope and make those indicative of a given length. So a 100-foot-long rope might be whipped in white on each end. A 150-foot rope might be whipped in blue. A 200-foot rope in red, maybe. And what this allows you to do is look at your coils and immediately grab the appropriate one. Versus uncoiling all of them, finding out you ran out of rope, you didn't have enough, or uncoiling all of them and trying to measure them or lay them out in the dirt to find out that, of course, Murphy's Law kicks in and the last one you take apart and lay out all over, up and down your yard or wherever you're at, is finally the one you need. So whipping a rope. Now, you also need to know how to do a hangman's noose. A hangman's noose can come in very handy. And the way the politicians are acting, especially in the Capitol, since many of them do qualify for outright treason, there might be a line of work for many of you if you know how to tie that knot properly down the way when we finally start restoring our full constitutional republic and start having hearings and trials and convictions for treason. But it also has a lot of other uses. But it's still called a hangman's noose. Now, another one that's important is a half hitch. Half hitch. Typically a hyphenated half hitch. Very important one to know. Bowline or bowline. Now that one's spelled bow, like on a present, and then line. That one comes in various forms. You'll have a running bowline, double bowline, bowling on a bite, with a bite. And a bite is a term used in rope and climbing work. Bowling. You need to know the square knot. It's very important. The clove hitch. Clove hitch. Clove like the spice. Clove hitch. That's another very important one to know. The taut line hitch, taut as in pulling something tight, T-A-U-T, tango, alpha, uniform, tango, taut line. That one's very important. Trucker's hitch, a trucker's hitch. That one's very important because actually when you use it right, it's not just for pulling some incredible amount of tension on a rope, using the rope itself for mechanical advantage via the knot, but it's also can be used for hoisting, lifting, and moving heavy objects. And if you do it properly, you can keep compounding your mechanical advantage. And those in October that attend will learn these tricks. You need to know certain lashings. The three most important lashings to know are the square lashing, the diagonal lashing, and the pole lashing. Square lashing, diagonal lashing, and pole lashing. That allows you to construct and build. And you can do everything, ladies and gentlemen, once you know proper rope work. Like I say, to search and rescue, you can use it for work. You can build massive shelters, watchtowers that will hold hundreds and hundreds of pounds of weight. Maybe you want to build a game stand. You need an observation point built high up that's safe. These are all just some of the uses. You need to know a slip knot. A slip knot. Now, many of you might come to recognize that as a quick knot that you use over the spur when you, in the old cowboy films, they tie their horse up and then you, as something is pulled on the one direction, as in the horse, it just gets tighter and tighter. But when you pull the free end, you're able to instantly undo it. So you see them oftentimes in the old movies, they just grab it, yank it, the horse is untied and jump on the horse. In 86, the bar, well, that's one of the uses or examples of a slip knot. Now, a sheet bend is another important one, a sheet bend. Sheet like a sheet on your bed, or a sheet like a sail. Sheet bend. Also, you need to know some various hoisting and towing knots. And don't forget about your splices. Now, splices are very handy. They can allow you to neaten a rope, make a permanent loop, join two ropes in a fashion that they won't come undone whatsoever, and it's a very clean, it's not like two big old loops with knots and all this junk you got to pass over in the middle where you've tied together, let's say, 200-foot ropes. It's a very neat thing. Pulleys can even go over them. So there's three predominant splices that you need to know. The eye splice, the butt splice, and the end splice. You need to know those. Now, this applies to all of you out there, though, just as well, not just you attending the fall conference. Now, another thing you need that comes in quite handy, you have a rope going through a slipping arrangement, like a steel ring, a towing arrangement, pulling somebody uphill arrangement, you going down a rope arrangement, and you don't want whatever you're doing falling off the end of the rope. So you need to know what's often called a monkey fist or a stoppage knot. Monkey fist or stoppage knot. That allows you to not just fly off the end of the rope when you're rappelling. That allows the rope to not just come undone and fly through the arrangement and let go of a person you're trying to rescue. If it's in a hoisting arrangement and your muscles give up, it allows the rope not just to come unspun through all your arrangement and drop the item down some cliff or something. Monkey fist or stoppage knot. Now, this whole list, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be really critical, because with this list of knots I've covered, and if you take us up on our offer tonight while this broadcast is new and live, you practice with these at home. Get you some cordage. Practice with them. You just need like 5 foot to practice everything but the lashings of, let's say, 3-strand old manila rope. Get you a chunk of it. Everything can be practiced with that. And, of course, you'd want a longer piece, about 15 foot, to be able to do your Swiss seat harness. That's for rappelling if you don't have a rappelling harness. A Swiss seat harness. And that same 15-foot piece can also do most lashings that you would have to do. But you need to apply this knowledge so that when you are confronted with a situation, whether it's tying down a load from the hardware store to your house because you're going to do some remodeling or something, tying up some plants in your yard, and you want them to last all planting season, you don't want them falling down and coming loose for like vining plants, beans, tomatoes, all that, that climb. And you're able to confront multiple situations by integrating and making combinations of the aforementioned list of knots we just went over. With that as your base knowledge, because there's thousands and thousands of them out there that really just are obscure, and a lot of knots were invented by people that were bored somewhere from a long time ago in between duty. And that's the honest God truth. Knots were invented as a game, something to do, or they'd fill some little niche concept that you probably won't even run into today. With this basic fundamental list and then a combination thereof, you can tackle about any situation. So after this musical break right now, I'll go back down the list without any description. I'll just name them off one more time for your notes, for your sake, and then we're going to get into some other items tonight that I was unable to cover last evening.
Feel away that is. my money and he pawned my slow. He stole my money, he pawned my clothes. And with the way my daddy went, a gypsy only knows. I ain't a man that don't play fair and square. Get a crooked daddy. dump Brad overboard, cause he ain't no more to you. Folks, I love my man, I kiss him morning, noon, and night. I wash his clothes and keep him clean and try to treat him right. Now he's gone and left me after all I tried to do. The way he treats me, girls, he'll do the same thing to you. That's the reason I've got those weeping willow blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the hour of the time. Neo, we took a little extended musical break there because we had a visitor come to the studio. So I had to take care of that. Anyway, we're going to go back down the list now again so you can check your notes and make sure you've got all these written down. Now, of course, if you're listening tonight, Wednesday the 26th, of May 2010, while this broadcast is new and live, email me at hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and I'll send you a wonderful PDF on ropes, knots, ladders, lashings, I mean, even how to make bosun seats, ladders, everything you can think of, pretty much. It's not the all-inclusive PDF. A lot of that is too large to just email you. So this is a good one, though, that covers 99% of what you'd ever need. Email me tonight, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, for that PDF, just reference ropes. Alrighty, so here's the list again. The mountaineering or climbing coil, very important. Sheep shank. Fisherman's knot. Whipping a rope. Half hitch. Hangman's noose, bowline, or bowline, depending on where you live, I guess, square knot, clove hitch, taut line, like T-A-U-T, taut line, trucker's hitch, your lashings, square lashing, diagonal lashing, and pole lashing. Slip knot. Sheet bend. Then your splices. End splice, butt splice, and eye splice. Your hoisting and towing techniques, and then the monkey fist or stoppage knots. Now, with that list and the combination thereof, you can do all sorts of stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, because you may be called upon one day to be a leader, and that's what we're building here at Hour of the Time, solution-oriented and leadership. And people are going to look to you as you stand out in your community. As things get worse and worse in this country, it's going to become evident who's running around with the bullhorns and who's productive and a leader. And they're quickly going to separate. The bullhorn sheep will go to slaughter. You, under your leadership and the friends and allies you've made around you, will lead and restore the republic. People are going to look to you in critical times. And it could be everything from just building shelters in a disaster area, and you teach them then, and they help you. It may be rescuing someone in some rapids, or that's fallen off of a short fall, like a cliff face or something. And it can be just mundane tasks as well. Everyday use. Now, one other thing I wanted to bring up. I have some top-notch search and rescue rope, brand new extras, more than I need, that I'll be selling in 100 and 150-foot lengths. This is real New England Rope Company Mark III search and rescue rope, 7 to 9,000 pound strength, depending on the diameter you get. And the length, of course, just varies depending on what you get. That's your choice. You need to contact me only if you're serious. Don't write me and say, oh, I want some rope to tie down my chicken coops. Can I buy some rappelling rope for cheap? Rappelling and search and rescue rope is expensive. It's the best out there, ladies and gentlemen. The abrasion resistance, the smoothness, the coiling, the knots, the way it holds a knot, and then its strength. It's what you rely upon on a day-to-day basis in that field, if that's what you do. Posses, I don't know if everybody still has those. We still have sheriff's posses out here all over. Search and rescue teams, emergency rescue teams, field teams in the military. So if you're interested seriously in some top-notch quality rappelling and search and rescue rope, email me directly, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and I'll tell you some of the types and what I have available. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something I've noticed out there, kind of like the little example I gave of people getting PDFs and then a week later asking me questions that I know for a fact were in the PDFs, the answers to. It's the lack of ability to listen a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, and then apply maybe even the biggest factor, what you learn out there in life, on radio broadcast, from investors, teachers, whatever. Maybe your boss, your neighbor, I don't care. But the ability to listen critically, convey a message accurately, this is all communication skills, accurately and timely. And there's a big difference, too, between listening and hearing. Now, it's very evident out there that in the so-called Patriot Movement, a lot of people are real good at hearing what they want to hear, but they don't listen very well. And the reason I bring this up is because of late, people have contacted me that heard this or heard that, they thought, from a bill broadcast, let's say, on asset protection or trusts or tax issues, paying, not paying, having a common law trust, having a complex trust, having multiple trusts, whatever. And what's happened out there, ladies and gentlemen, this goes on all over, is the failure to listen and then apply the knowledge, which is then practice, and you find out where you didn't listen very well, you need to refresh it, do more research, what have you, go deeper, ask more questions, whatever. It's all practice towards a solution, something productive that's safe for you and your family and those you love. The reason this is so important is because there's people I know that have now run into issues with the IRS. And it's very sad that they've got themselves in the bind. And actually, they deserve the bind they got themselves in, because they want to just hear what they felt was good to hear and not apply everything that was broadcast or all the tips or the areas of research or do their own research or listen. See what I'm getting to? And now, themselves, their family, those around them, their employment suffers because they've gotten themselves in a bind and didn't do anything that we recommended. Didn't read any of the research we talked about. Never set up a trust. Never set up an LLC. Whatever. A complex trust. A common law trust. whatever was your choice for your situation. And it's sad. Ladies and gentlemen, enough's enough. If this is the type of society that you think you want to rebuild, then plan on rebuilding and having the exact same problems we're encountering right now happen all over again, but at a faster pace. Because just like knowledge, and you gain it, and you use it, and it's recorded, and it's stored, and it's shared, it builds upon. Knowledge builds upon prior knowledge. And intellect is built upon it. Wisdom can't be taught, that's for sure. But you can use that as a base, and it builds and grows. And you don't just instantly get wiped out on a microcosm scale, let's say in Haiti. They have this massive disaster. They don't just all of a sudden forget all the basics of life the next day. Because there's people that had rudimentary knowledge. Maybe the expert's dead now, but they know where to go, how to apply it, how to expand upon it. Ignorance and mistakes also builds upon itself. And repetitive cycles of disarray also build upon themselves. And collapses build upon themselves. So if you're not going to listen, you just want to hear what you want to hear, what feels good at the time, what fits your personal agenda. And the biggest thing, if you don't want to take what you've learned and apply it, then you're just another sheep. And that's all. You're a dog chasing a tail. And it's sad. And I hear about this all the time. All the time. But of late, a good friend called in this predicament. I was dumbfounded. I thought, what are you doing? And now this friend is in a situation because he didn't want to do it, didn't feel comfortable, blah, 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 blah. And that's about all it is. Now, everybody suffers around him. And his job may be at risk even. His place of employment. His little children. His wife. His friends. Because not applying what you learn so you can find out your mistakes early, do more research, and keep going forward. This is sad, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason for it. And this is what made me want to bring this up. I feel for this friend. I truly do. But you know what? There's nothing I can do. It's cutting short. So you get to a point, a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, get to a point where they run up against a wall finally. And because of procrastination, laziness, stupidity, ignorance, whatever it is, then all of a sudden, what they wanted to hear, what they felt like hearing, doesn't work. It isn't what they needed to listen to. It isn't what they needed to apply. And I see this often now. People have allowed rumors galore out there, the forwarded emails, the newest rumor about who sniped off who, how to beat this, how to get out of paying this, to inundate and take over their lives. So then they go about it half-assed, and guess what? They end up in trouble. And ultimately, many of you then turn around. Now, I haven't been blamed by anybody, and I won't be blamed by anybody. The fault lies in your lap. But I've been contacted by many people as of late, and you've got to realize, ladies and gentlemen, this goes with exactly what I was broadcasting years ago, the agenda for 2010 and to 2012. And as the ratchet is getting tightened down, the knife is getting twisted, and the clamps and controls are coming on more and more, as it's being accelerated, people are getting exposed to problems that they didn't think they had. Now, if you can't work through it when it's simple and easy and starting, you're sure not going to work through it later when it completely falls apart. Now, this may sound all just like a philosophical rant to you, but I'm saying people I care about hurt. I had to say it. I had to bring it out. I'm not picking on my friend. Hopefully, his little case, his little issue right now, it's not a little issue, it's a big issue. Hopefully, though, that causing me to bring this up in a direct, aggressive way will help 100 of you not fall into that. And that's all we can hope out of it now. No good can come out of some of these cases. And it's not all just taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, some of it is how people have managed those around them, their affairs, their so-called allies, so-called friends, and how it's coming crashing down. It was real convenient, maybe, to take a person on face value that's a super big ally, they think, instead of doing some critical research into them, taking the maybe asking others. And the whole time they were ratting you off. All you have to do is look at the police reports for Bill. We went round and around, trust me, knocked down, drag him out, fights over certain people that he said were just outright staunch good allies. Well, they weren't. And I told him, well, why then do I see him doing this with so-and-so in town? And why is it that everybody that's known this person for years and years and you haven't, won't have anything to do with him and can't trust him? And guess what? Now, once police reports are issued after a dead corpse, it's all there in black and white. One of them, for instance, in this little example, had been allowing, acknowledged and allowed his phone lines to be tapped and then baited Bill for almost 2 years, and all the transcripts are there, to say this or say that on the phone. Come out of nowhere, sudden calls. Another one, a more famous one that you'll remember from Bill's own broadcasting, Glenn Judas Jacobs. Ladies and gentlemen, we all make mistakes. But the best we can hope for, ladies and gentlemen, is to try to learn from our prior mistakes and move forward. And don't make them again. Build on our knowledge base and have a solution. Solution orientation, ladies and gentlemen. That's the best we can hope for. And a lot of it, which hardly any of you out there, I know there's a lot of experts on Bill out there, and I just laugh because I know how many people requested the records for the police reports. Many of the experts out there don't even know that a lot of what got Bill in a lot of trouble were alliances that people tried to warn him about. I tried to warn him about over and over again about certain individuals to where it just blew up fights. Can't even see each other for a week. And then you don't listen to those who care about you or have your best interest at heart, maybe for convenience. Well, like I always say, when you're standing in a prison camp, dig into that pocket of convenience and see how it buys your way out. It's not. So I hope you can all take something from this. The history of man is strewn with dead bodies, death, poverty, suffering, because of a lack of ability to listen, work towards solutions, and apply knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't be another sheep. Use what you learn. Apply it. Everyday skills. Be a leader. Now, that's my philosophical rant for the week, at least that I plan on at this point. It just really saddens me, ladies and gentlemen, the situation that this gentleman got himself into. So I hope his example will help all of you. I didn't name his name. I'm not trying to pick on him. But the harsh reality is his example may help a lot of you. It had to be said. Had to be brought up. Now, again, email me tonight, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Your host here, Doyle Shamley, with the Hour of the Time. Tonight, and tonight only, the 26th of May, 2010, for that PDF on knots, rope work, etc. Don't forget that the Hour of the Time is listener-supported, and I hope everyone has a safe and a studious evening.